Our guest is Hillary Kramer. She is with us in our New York studio. Hillary is the CIO at Kramer Capital Research. Going to take a look at market action. First of all, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Pleasure to be here.
What have you been hearing from clients recently, particularly in the last week?
The high net worth investors, the family offices, even those that work on the street, there's fear out there. And there's fear, and it's not just because of memories of 2008, 2009. It's fear because these banks have truly, closed their doors. And even though depositors have been made whole at SVB and at Signature Bank, the question is, are there really 200 other banks out there lurking that could go down and be locked up? The Fed and the Treasury can only save so many banks. And there was so much confidence in the system, and these particular banks that have gone under or that are watching their stock drop. Okay, so investors are going to go down to zero, but the actual depositors themselves had so much confidence in the system, they didn't realize that this FDIC $250,000 of insurance was real. You really want to think about having your money diversified and what it means to be uninsured with your assets.
So anything greater than $250,000 that is not being put to work in a conventional security or some type investment vehicle or instrument, be it a stock, be it a bond, if it's sitting there in cash, does that tell us something about the fact that there is still enormous money supply floating around right now, that the Fed, in spite of all of its efforts, has not been successful in draining liquidity, that it's still parked in places and not being put to work?
Yes, there is too much liquidity in the system within a very small group of people. There, the liquidity during COVID, right? So this is where the trillions of dollars were just pushed into the system. Those that got the unemployment, those that got, the loans, they have spent it on crypto. They are out of cash. Then that high net worth, and I hate to call it the 1%, but it is, or it's maybe it's the 0.5% wealthy, had no fear and had so much liquidity and so much money. So now the system is finally, it's like, the tide is going out and everyone's there naked, and so the reality is that commercial real estate, all of the intermediary businesses out there that were making money off of people's money, they're just sort of evaporating quickly. And it's going to be a real issue going forward. But the bigger issue are those that were working, made money, got money from the system when they stopped working and spent it all. The PPP loans, the extra $1 trillion that was out there, it's gone. It's done. We finally just heard that there's some inventory building in the new cars. We hadn't seen that for years now. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see the system that way back up. But then you have this, mega uber wealthy group of people that are, I hate to put it in layman's terms, but freaking out.
So what are you advising clients to do right now? You're a research firm. You provide research to institutional investors, family offices. Are you preparing them for more downside in the equity market in spite of the stability that we saw today?
We definitely think this is not a Lehman moment. There's no question about that. This is not a Lehman Brothers moment. The system itself can withstand the bank failures. It's that there is that subset of wealthy, many, on the East Coast and West Coast, that are going to feel the pain, and they're going to feel real pain because, again, not all depositors are going to continuously be made whole, and those people that were making money, again, are not going to continue to do that. However, the Fed, having had all these rate increases, I am sure, it's not 70% to me, I'm 99% sure the Fed is going to want to stay the course, go up 25 basis points on Wednesday.
And then what?
And then one day we are going to have the biggest bull market rally that anyone has ever seen when the Fed says, okay, we swung the pendulum too far, we are going to cut rates and the market's going to take off and all those, shorts are going to start covering, and then the technical trades are going to kick in. So everyone should be prepared. What we're telling our clients are that you want to just be diversified, calm. Make sure that you're not overly concentrated in any one area. Make sure that you do check and that you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in one particular account.
But again, I mean, the inflation of financial assets becomes a liquidity story that would be engineered by the Fed. In the macro economy, though, things may be very, very difficult. Credit contraction. Right. I think that's what we can expect now. We've already talked about job cuts that have been hitting areas of technology.
Amazon
Look at Amazon today, right?
Right.
So there's going to be a bifurcated outcome here. Maybe assets go up in value, but the economy goes into recession. Fair statement?
We could very well see recession, but we shouldn't fear any kind of meltdown of our structure, of our financial system itself. Overall, we'll be safe in that sense. So we will make our way out of this. The Fed is just going to start putting the car in reverse after they keep, you know, upping the rates like they do. One of the proof of it is if we look at where corporate bonds have gone in the last month, you know, the corporate bonds have actually performed well and have made money. So those that are that 60% bonds, 40% equity, mm-hmm. they're doing okay. They're actually making out well after having had such a bad 2021, 2022.
We focus a lot on this program about what happens offshore, particularly in the APAC region. Would you be taking a look at anything in the Pacific Rim right now, the Asia Pacific?
Some of the gold companies in particular. Look, I know it's Canadian, but let's take Barrick Gold, for example. Gold is what today? 1982?
Well, I have the spot contract right now,
right now
at 1978. I mean, I'm not
okay.
looking at futures.
Okay. So, and we're hovering there at that 2000 level. It really looks like companies like Barrick and many of the gold companies are going to really do well. And we have those in Australia. So there should be some nice dividend yield paying. You know, maybe they'll come back with dividends because the problem was it was costing these companies so much.
Right.
To, you know, just for like the shovels and the picks and all the drills, you know, inflation really got to them. But now it looks like gold is going to come back into its day.
I'm also hearing fixed income. You'd be a buyer very quickly of fixed income.
Fixed income here. There's still opportunity and there's upside for fixed income. For so many years, investors were pushed into equity, right? No other alternative except equity.
There you go.
Finally, there's opportunity where those that are diversified are going to benefit.
Hillary, thank you so much. Great to see you. Hillary Kramer joining us in studio. Hillary is the CIO at Kramer Capital Research, joining here on DBA.